Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family. And, of course, the standing between the living and the dead. Prayer, devotional, memorial, service family members. Beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, starting way back on the day after Thanksgiving last year. This is episode number 304, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with my family and with you. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading 1 Samuel chapter 19. Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for salvation and spiritual family and life, mental and physical protection and provision, financial and material blessings, and all other blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And we give you the glory and the praise and the honor, for all of it is due your name. Lord, help everyone here to pray, everyone, Lord, out there to pray, and Lord, help us to truly, for those of us who are saved, to confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us, Lord, of our sins, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those, Lord, who have sinned against us. And, Lord, we, by your grace, Lord, we do what you did on the cross, and we pray, forgive them, for they know not what they do. All of the Judases, all of the Sanballats, all of the Tobiases, all of the Jezebels, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And have continued mercy and grace upon us, and please forgive us, Lord, of our sins. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would thwart all of their plots and all of their plans. And we pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you would give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. I pray today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, wash and cleanse us afresh and anew, and make us whiter than snow through your precious blood, Lord Jesus, and give us constant victory over sin and evil. And grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. And deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from temptation, evil, and sin today. And no matter what the situation, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. And crucify our flesh, the old man within us, and fill us, for those of us who are saved, with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit to do your will and not ours throughout this day, throughout our lives. We pray that you would pave the way for us and open up doors for us that no man can shut. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as we read your holy word today, here at the beginning of the day, that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people who have that problem here and who have that problem elsewhere, across the country and around the globe, in churches and so-called churches. Lord, we pray that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, and his demons and his hosts. Lord, from our time around your holy word and from our lives throughout this day, place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and foes who are even in the family. And Lord, give us sweet victory over every Judas and every Jezebel, every Sanballat, every Tobias. And Holy Father God, drive not only these demon spirits out of their lives and save their souls, but drive these demonic sins that these spirits produce: pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, treachery, lying, dishonesty, hatred, bitterness, bad attitudes, and bad spirits, hindrance, distraction, sabotage, and betrayal. Lord, break these demonic spirits out of their lives and cast them out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I do pray so that your holy gospel will go forward unhindered. And Holy Father God, we pray that you will have all of us who name the name of Jesus Christ to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to get back to you, our first love, and help all of us to be faithful, Lord, to you each and every day like you are to us. And Lord, we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving, Lord, in this world, all over the world. And it is a comfort, Lord, to be able to pray to you and knowing that you know everybody's name in the world and the number of hairs on their heads. And so, Lord, we thank you that praying to you, we are confident that you hear and answer our prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray also for these prayers to be answered for this country, for our communities, for our families, from our churches, and for our individual lives. And Lord, we pray this morning afresh and anew that you would deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from all of our distresses and afflictions, troubles and problems and fears and anxieties. Lord, lift our burdens. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable. Help us not to worry or fret about anything, those of us who are saved. And Lord, we pray that you deliver each and every one of us from tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. And Holy Father God, deliver us also, Lord, from all spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, life, student loan debts, student progress problems. And Lord, deliver millions from housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utility crisis today across this country and around the globe. And some people are in far worse situations, like the Haitian people who came across sea and walked and marched with babies and tents on their backs and all of their belongings out. In these modern times, like the Israelites marched from Egypt through the wilderness. So Lord, you know all about it better than we do, and you can do more than what we can ask. And so Lord, and you know what everybody needs before they ask, and we thank you for that comfort. And we also pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ. We pray for the salvation for all other families, but we pray that you protect us from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray. The Lord, place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ, and make us to be whiter than snow, and give us sweet victory, Lord, throughout this day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, Lord, give me your strength, your energy, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read and to comprehend and to understand your holy word, and do the same for everyone under the sound of my voice and others as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. At 1 Samuel chapter 19. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee ward very good. For he did put his life in his hand, and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood, to slay David without a cause? And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul sware, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things, and Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. And there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines, and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul, as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand, and David played with his hand. And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall, and David fled and escaped that night. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him, and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, If thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain. So Michal let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped. And Michal took an image and laid it in the bed, and put a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster, and covered it with a cloth. And when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, He is sick. And Saul sent the messengers again to see David, saying, Bring him up to me in the bed, that I may slay him. And when the messengers were come in, behold, there was an image in the bed, with a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster. And Saul said unto Michal, Why hast thou deceived me so, and sent away mine enemy, that he is escaped? And Michal answered Saul, He said unto me, Let me go. Why should I kill thee? So David fled and escaped, and came to Saul to Ramah, and told him all that Saul had done to him. pardon me, verse 18. So David fled and escaped and came to Samuel to Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naoth. And it was told Saul, saying, Behold, David is at Naoth in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they prophesied also. Then went he also to Ramah, and came to a great well that is in Sekou. And he asked and said, Where are Samuel and David? And one said, Behold, they be at Naoth in Ramah. And he went thither to Naoth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoth in Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Wherefore, they say, Is Saul also among the prophets? Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Help us to remember it throughout this day. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to apply it to our lives. Help us to love it more, respect it more, and cherish it more. And Lord, fill us and use us to teach others in a discipleship way, and to preach and proclaim your holy gospel from your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. we die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave, our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.